or all of them are. Okay, and JMS are.
Call him and verify.
Right, I will.
You've got his work number, but I spoke to him on his cell phone last night.
And JMS is BOE 170.
I've
got it. You need his number.
177.
You can't say that loud on the public.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, thanks.
You need that, dude.
All right.
Steve, David Akers.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, we're in session right now with Taney County BOE. I'm chairman. We have the two other people here. I probably will abstain, but it sounds like to me you have an agreement. We just wanted to call and confirm that you have an agreement on your appeals. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Okay. And it's my understanding that on the SMBZ properties, which are BOE 162 through 165, that the values, which have all been set at, were initially set at $10,000, the assessed value is now going to be $5,000. Is that correct?
If that's what they were prior to the raising of them, yes.
Correct. That's yes. What. Okay. I just want to confirm that. And then with respect to JMS, which is BOE 170 through 177, is it also your understanding that all of those would go back to, instead of the 9,400, would go back to the value of last year or the prior value? And what is that value?
Yes.
Do you know?
I don't know that off the top of my head, and I'm not at the office.
It's 3,500 is what the assessor is telling us?
That's what she said last night, and that sounds about right.
Okay. All right, we'll confirm what it previously was on all of these, but I just wanted to confirm with you before we made a motion so that you don't need to show up and we can just get them done.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Have we confirmed the $5,000 on the SMBZ as the previous value?
I did last night, but
okay. I just want to make sure before we make the motion. That's what I just told him as well. I believe you. I'm just trying to.
I just want
to make sure we don't have a conflict with what we say and what was the prior value.
Well, I don't want to tell you how you do that, your job, but I would just say the amounts we said, as long as they match the value from the years before. That way we cover everything in case there's a discrepancy.
We got it pulled up. Yeah, it looks like $5,000 right there. Okay. I would make a motion that as to BOE 162, 163, 164, and 165, that the assessed value be reduced to $5,000 for each one of those properties. Is there a second?
Second.
Just a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I will abstain as chairman. On those, motion passes. On BOE, before I do this, have we confirmed the 3,500 on the SM or the JMS? Yeah, that looks like. Okay. As to motion as to BOE 170, 171, 172, 173, and the one that seems to appear be out of order here says 166, 167, 168, 169, 174, 175, 176, 177, that the assessed value be reduced to $3,500 on each one of those. Is there a second?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so I am looking at this past record, and it shows only 21 and 22 were at that lower value. The years before that were all at the higher value.
Okay. What's the...
You changed them at BOE.
Okay.
And we were sticking with that. And
all right. Do you want to know why we changed it? I don't remember off the top of my head without going back in the record.
Because there was like, looked like almost 10 years where it was at the higher value.
David, in 21, there's a motion to set a raised value to, is it 3,500?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have any
reasoning?
Is there, do we remember why on those?
It doesn't say why.
Okay. I remember Steve coming in here and giving us and telling us the reasons for it. But nonetheless, we have an agreement. I'm sure that the assessor, if she thinks that the value is going up at a later time, she will reassess.
I can look here. I have a way in the system to look at what she's got in for the 17-2-3.
If my recollection, I think that they weren't they pieces of property that were very steep, had some other issues with them, and they were undeveloped.
And I don't think there was any electricity. There weren't any roads at that point. I don't think there was anything.
That's right. It was entirely undeveloped. And I think there was a question maybe at the time as to whether or not there is some adjoining property that maybe he has that does have some development on it, but this does not. I think that's what it was. And again, I'm going to abstain. I'm just trying to help the board because I'm just trying to remember what he said on that day.
It seems like that is correct. I remember that also. Do you want to look on the map?
Please, could you pull that up? I can't remember. One of these that I looked at looked like the property had all been cleared and there was a cul-de-sac in it.
I'm not sure if there is one or not. I think that at the time it was utilities.
Okay, I've got your sheet up. Let me read the reason. Jeff Reynolds made a motion to set appraised value of BOE 21-115, David Akers second. It doesn't say why you did it, though.
That's what I have.
So it's not that one. It must have been
there.
Can I see the one right above it? Can you click on the one, or maybe the one above that? Drag it down. Yeah, the cul-de-sac. So that entire cul-de-sac has been cleared, so there has been some improvements done to this property. All of the lots in question go around that cul-de-sac.
But they haven't done anything. You can see the road doesn't even...
Right.
Okay, so but the clearing generally is not something that you reassess for.
When they start actually putting in some sort of electrical or water. And if they pave the road, then we know they're actually moving forward with something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good question. I understand.
That was my question. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, once they start doing anything further above clearing, then that's when.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where we came up with the 3,500. Typically, when Kathy parcels things out, they get like an automatic 5,000. But again, he fought this one. I don't see a reason. It's not going anywhere right now. And right. These are new pictures, so within the last 2 months.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we have a motion? Or excuse me, we already had a motion on the floor. I'm sorry. Any more discussion? Seeing none.
Second. On the motion.
Okay. All in favor of the motion to reduce those parcels to 3,500, say aye.
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 Chairman will abstain. Motion carries. Yeah, we got several in persons though that haven't shown in this, so once they we have a
so this would be less painful if people would just talk to me ahead of time.
We'll try to help with that. Okay, we've got in person.
The afternoon has a bunch of teleconference.
Okay. Yes, we do have. Heck, I could call Tim back and ask him if he wants to come early. Okay, we do have a telephone.
The next one's in 15 minutes.
I'm sorry?
The next one's in 15 minutes.
Okay. We have a lot of them this afternoon that appear to be in person, and then we have We have several teleconferences towards the end. Looks like the first teleconference I see is the 115 Chateau Mountain. I'm assuming that's a
nightly rental.
Vacation rental property. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's all right with the board, am I? If it's all right with the board, I want to take a few minutes while we're waiting. I want to read this other decision on the State Tax Commission here on Silverman. We don't have much in person until here about another 15 minutes, and then we've got some in persons, and then. This afternoon we have some, but we don't have very much. Looks like we may have somebody here now.
Is that something you can share, David, so that we can all read it?
Sure. Let me see if I can. Do you want to go to the Gmail or the group?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
David, would you like to recess? Or do you want to just continue?
Okay. I just saw a person out there. I thought maybe they were coming in for this. Is it okay with you guys? We're going to recess for a few minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
BOE will be in recess for about 10 minutes.
Okay.